Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Edgewater Covenant Church. I want to encourage you to find a seat somewhere. And we're going to do something a little bit different this morning. A little bit later on, we'll have a chance to hear from some of our youth and to see some stuff that happened during camp, some of their camp experiences, and hear some of the stories that they have to share. But I want to start today talking a little bit about the events of yesterday. And very unusual to have something as dramatic as an assassination attempt. And people are always looking for answers, and they're trying to make sense of the senseless. And they also want to know, what does the church have to say about this? And I know that in the coming days, especially this week, there are going to be a lot of voices that are competing for your attention. Some of those voices will tell you to be afraid. Some of those voices will point fingers and blame. Other voices will call for violence to meet violence. And for people of faith, with faith in Jesus, my friends, this is never the way. If your faith is in Christ, then I would encourage you to listen to and follow his voice. Do not add your voice or your fingers to the chorus which seeks to fuel fear and drive divisiveness, because for people of faith, violence is never the answer. Violence stands opposed to the way of peace. I would draw your attention to the final night Jesus was alive on this earth, to the garden where he was betrayed. And when people came to seize him, he told his friend Peter, "Put away your sword." And he said these words, "For all who draw the sword will die by the sword." And when violence looked like the only way that his disciples could save Jesus, Jesus said to them, "No more of this." And instead, he healed the man. So as you move through this week, I would encourage you to refrain from listening to too many voices other than your Lord. If it means taking time to unplug, then I would encourage you to do so. And instead of turning to screens to make sense of the senseless, turn your thoughts to the only one who is hope, who is love, who is wholeness, and the only one who said, "Peace be with you, my peace I give to you," Jesus Christ the Lord. He is truly an unstoppable God. I want you to listen to his voice, especially this week. And perhaps God is calling you to further work in his kingdom here on earth. So you might even ask yourself, what is one thing I can do that Christ is calling me to be an agent of healing and peacemaking? Because that's what we are called to do for those who have put their faith in Jesus, called to be peacemakers. This might mean reaching out to someone with kindness and care. Perhaps it's a neighbor or a coworker or a family member or a fellow friend with whom you don't agree with much in this world. It might mean unfollowing or muting a group. It might mean refraining from people who push your buttons and who fire you up and get you mad. It might mean taking care of your whole self this week especially, because whether we want to admit it or not, whenever we experience trauma, whether it's firsthand or secondhand through viewing it, we hold that trauma in our bodies and it will come out in some way. So I would encourage you to listen to your body. I would encourage you perhaps to turn to the Psalms this week, which speak a lot to these different types of emotions. Maybe eat good food. Maybe exercise for that stress. And tend to your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs. That might be exactly why you are here today. That God is calling you in these moments to lean into this church as a healing and hope-filled community of faith. So this week there will be lots of voices that are going to compete for your attention and your emotions and your allegiance. But there is only one voice that you truly need to listen to, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus often knew this with his closest followers. Watch and pray so that you will not be led astray. Instead, call out to him who will not falter or fail you in any way. So today we're going to offer our worship to the Lord. We're going to sing songs of praise. We get a chance in just a moment to hear some wonderful music from Cindy, who is back with us, leading our worship band this morning. We also have four other young ladies who will be adding their voices to our worship band, and we have an opportunity to praise God in that way. We also get the chance to listen to the stories that remind us that God is still here, and he still is at work in his world. So may this time together be a time where we offer God the very best that we have. I'd like to pray as we start this morning. God, you are the eternal God of creation. And before you, nations rise and fall. And in these moments where much seems uncertain, will you help us to kneel in humility to follow your way of peace? Holy God, draw our hearts closer to yours and renew us, we pray. Give us a glimpse of your kingdom, the kingdom that you are forming, a kingdom where death and violence and hunger will be no more, and all people will gather in the light of your glorious presence. God of heaven, I pray this morning that you would restore all who need your healing power, whether here in this space, this church body gathered together, or into your world. Teach us your ways, O Lord, that we may plow up battlefields and pound weapons into gardening tools. You are the God of peace, so will you break through our resistance and our rebellious nature. You might even need to talk some sense into us and guide us in your truth once again, so that we may wisely end all that dishonors you. Put an end to all that divides and wounds us. O Jesus, you are full of wisdom and truth. Turn our eyes to see you, I pray. Help us to learn from you and respond to you. God, you have made the peoples of this earth for your glory. So may we serve you in freedom and in peace, using our freedom in accordance with your gracious will. In humility, we give ourselves to you in this holy time of worship. We offer this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're going to begin our time this morning singing a few songs, so I would invite you to stand as you are able, and let's worship the Lord.
Heaven your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore.
Come to the altar. us as we come together today. Please help us to be sensitive to your spirit, especially concerning to what's happening around us with our fellow believers here in this building today. We thank you so much for your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're going to have some of our... If you came to... Oh, we haven't done that yet. Greet each other. Well, it was all this greeting we did before. I was like, I thought we checked the box. Okay. Say hi to each other.
All right, church. I would encourage you to find a seat somewhere. We get the chance to hear some pretty cool things today. Just a reminder, since we're doing our camp recap Sunday, we're going to keep our Kids Zone kids in here today so that they get a chance to see and watch some of the things as well. One of the things that we're going to do a little bit later is after we've heard some of the stories and we've seen, we have a slideshow, we've got a couple of video testimonials, and then after that, we also have a group of students and a couple of adults that are going to be heading off to Unite, which is the Covenant Youth Conference, and this year it's down at San Diego State University, and you all, that group is leaving tomorrow, and so we're going to take the opportunity to pray a prayer of blessing over them, that God would extend his safety around the group as they travel down, and also that his spirit would be at work throughout the whole week. And then we'll look forward to hearing some of the experiences from that as well. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had kind of our regular setup as well, so just a reminder, you can continue to give tithes and offerings online, or if you prefer, at the end of our service, we'll pass our offering bags around. And that's also a chance for you to put connection cards. We haven't used bulletins in a couple of weeks. So if you've grown out of practice, a reminder, you can fill that out. If you have something that you would specifically like prayer for, I would encourage you to fill that out. If you want to share some praise or a blessing that is going on in your life, you can put that down as well. And it's truly an honor to be able to rejoice with you and to pray for you as the week goes on. Oh, just another reminder that if you are planning to camp this fall, go to the Cassini Ranch website and make sure you reserve a spot. I told you a couple weeks ago that Rebecca and I, we've reserved one of the tent spots. So if you want to pitch a tent on the spot that we have, I think it can hold up to 3 tents. You can talk to us after the service. I also wanted to share, so last week we were in Colorado for a few days, and we were traveling, and I brought one picture to show you. I don't do this very often, but we got to see our 3 youngest nieces and spend some time with them. So somewhere in there is a picture, and it was pretty cool. They're 2 years old, 4 months, and like 3 weeks. And it was really great to be able to see. And we actually got a picture where they were all engaged in some way. So those are our 3 youngest nieces. We've got on the far end, we've got little Aria. And then we've got Melody. She's the one that came out here and visited us. And then the little newborn, her name is Sophia. So we got the chance to spend some time. And it was very hot, but we took them to the park anyways. And I didn't get spit up on as well. So anyway, it was great to be able to do that. I wanted to share because some of you had asked about that trip of ours. And then one other prayer request. Please pray for Rebecca. She's going down to be with her sister, Amy, who's been here before and done music for us. She's having abdominal surgery tomorrow and for very pretty serious fibroid issue. And so please pray for safety for Amy and that she would be able to heal well and Rebecca's able to go down there for about 3 or 4 days to be with her. All right. Any other prayer requests in general that you want to share with our church family? I know some of you are traveling over the 4th of July, and welcome back to you all. Or some of you are even traveling outside of the country for a while, so we're glad that you're here. But any general prayer requests this morning? lot of shyness today. All right, well, we're gonna turn the page then. I want to invite our youth who are at camp, if you guys all would come up here, because I want everybody to be able to see you, and I'm going to turn it over to Cindy and Ezra, and they're going to tell you a little bit about what's going to happen today.
Look at all these wonderful faces. And that's not all of them. So we want to just really thank you guys for supporting us to get to camp. There was so much work that people put in fundraisers and partnering with the money that you guys donated to kind of maximize the amount of help to make that more affordable for them to get there and for some people to just get there that wouldn't have otherwise been able to. So we praise God for your help. And of this group, we have a couple that are going to share. Who's it going to be? Ollie and Gideon. And the rest of you can either stand up here in solidarity, you can go back to your seats, but then Ollie and Gideon can share a little bit about what happened at camp, what their experiences were. Ollie first.
All right.
You can, the rest of you guys can sit down if you want, or stay up here.
None of them are sitting down.
That's fine. Solidarity, yeah.
So I wasn't told what to say, so I'm just going to talk about the games. We had 3 days of games and then the Olympics. Every day we did trivia. And then we had a bunch of other games.
Ah, okay.
There are two games which I want to talk about because they are the best games. The first one was Mud Tug of War. And that game was fun. So they had this mud pit. And then we had a rope and we'd just tug of war. It was so much fun. I jumped in the mud twice after the fact. And then they had, jury-rigged showers to shower us the mud off of us. And then the other game is Can-Can. And Can-Can is the best game at camp. It's where the whole team plays, you grab tiny ropes, and then the people to the sides of you also grab them, and then you walk around and try to pull the other team into the pool.
I hate it's like a little kiddie pool.
Yeah.
I think Ring Around the Rosies, Fierce Edition.
And my team had a great battle because my team was a bunch of high school boys and we went against Dark Blue Team. And they were a bunch of junior high boys and one graduate who is massive. He's like well over 6 feet, like over 200 pounds. So we got every one of the junior high boys out, and then it was just the big guy, Charles. And that game went forever. It finally ended with Ezra and Charles in a 1v1 that lasted like 5 minutes before finally Charles tired him out and won, which I think is the first ever 1v6 in Can-Can, at camp. And those are the two games. You can go, Gideon.
Hi. Okay, so the mud pit? Okay, so basically when we were about to start, everyone was like getting ready, and then the leader of the game said like we heard like a ribbit, and then the leader of the game said, oh yeah, there's frogs in here, and everyone went like, but also there were like smushy rocks in there. I would hope so. And then I went in there and I was like step on them and I was screaming every 2 seconds because I thought I was stepping on frogs. And when I was getting pulled, we were against Yellow Team, and Yellow Team was just like full of people who like, they look like in like animated high school movies, like the bully that's like absolutely jacked. They looked like those people. And they were like, they beat us by no surprise. And and also at one point I was laying down full on like in the mud, and then I got soaked into the mud, and then I heard my counselor say, "Where'd Gideon go?" And I popped out and I was like, "Here I am." And yeah, the mud pit was interesting. And Also, when they hosed us off, the water was like as cold as can be, and it was interesting. And then also Can-Can was it. I didn't get wet, so that's why I liked it a lot. And at the end, on my team against Pink Team, Kai and McKay were against each other, and that went for like 20 minutes, and then we lost. But also cabin cleanup was really fun. I brought a toy named I brought a shark toy that I didn't actually name, but then when they were in cabin cleanup, Jeff, who is the leader for cabin cleanup. Jeff's kid named it Gerald, so now he's named Gerald, by law. And, also on the first day for cabin cleanup, we got third place, but, and then all the other days we got first place. And, it was fun.
Thank you for sharing, Gideon. Yeah, so cabin cleanup is one of those, activities that, where they really get into this, like, decorate their cabin. It's like, well, cleaning is the prerequisite, but then they kind of go over and above with a theme, and they kind of decorate it, and they kind of make it like this party scene. And so they get into it. So at camp, just so you know, just some stats, we had 16 students that we brought up with us, 4 leaders. So we've kind of a medium-large size group among all the churches at camp. We had a lot of fun. And I want to introduce the next thing that we're going to show is a slideshow, a compilation of photos, thanks to Karen, who also was with us, but she's manning the slides, as usual, and Josiah. And so we're gonna watch that slideshow next. You can have a seat. The lights are all, yeah.
And you're committing to following him all the rest of your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you.
Yes.
Are you announcing before all these people, your brothers and sisters in Christ, that you are going to follow him all the days of your life?
Until and past death.
Yeah! In the name of the Father,
he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. He told us out of the air. Everything.
That you believe in Jesus and will follow him for all the days of your life?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I baptize you.
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Sing and know everything will be alright. Oh, oh, oh.
Yo. Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto.
Of your life?
Yeah.
Well then, Sebastian, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we baptize
you.
Got a little bit extra humidity around here during that slideshow, but it's so exciting to see and even to reflect and kind of relive some of these really exciting moments to see what God's doing in the lives of every generation. You know, not just the students, but the leaders are moved by this same experience of witnessing this, of celebrating, you know, the wins when you see God's kingdom flowing through generations that sometimes we wonder about. But then we see God is still there, he's still working, and he's doing wonderful and amazing things, and he still will for future generations. So the next thing I want to have is I want to invite up Zion and Angelina, who have some stories to share from camp. Zion.
I had a lot of fun at camp also. And a lot of the messages, not just the games, but the messages were really fun too, because we learned a lot about value, clearly, and having the right mindset and not being scared to share our stories with everyone else. And I really liked to see how that affected people just looking around. It was amazing to see everyone like just responding to the message and it impacting them, and like just having like everyone together, the whole community, was like amazing to see. And at one point, there was a boy on our team named Caleb who we got to see like a miracle happen with him. He was in the back of the like places where we were sitting in the outdoor chapel, and one night the Pastor Jeff, our speaker, called out to him and like just spoke directly to his heart, and all of the men prayed around him, and he shared his testimony the next day, and it was amazing to hear how his story had led up to that point and how his life changed. And it was really inspiring to me also to see. And then I also had a lot of fun with the games too. Mud Pit was fun.
Okay, I didn't like have a speech, but yeah, having a camp is really fun, and I absolutely love it, and I will be going next year, of course, if we get to go. One thing that stood out to me at camp was people sharing their testimonies. We had a good amount of people share their testimonies at camp, and it was amazing. Getting baptized was also a highlight. I really liked that. I decided to because I felt like I was ready, and I'm really happy that I get to follow in God's steps. The games are very fun. I love them. My favorite, Mud Pit, obviously. Camp is amazing. I absolutely love it, as I said. Yeah, I don't have a speech, but I love it a lot.
Thank you so much for sharing. One of the other things I wanted to underline, thanks for bringing up, Angelina, is that there was a breakout session early one morning where we were encouraged, you know, guys were separately, you know, separate from the girls, but we're just kind of walked through, like, how do you share your testimony? How do you tell your story? And this is something that's really critical to know how to do as a believer, because that's one of the most powerful ways that God can get to me, is from someone telling me their story. And so us being prepared and being ready to share that is super encouraging for the rest of the body of Christ and for people who don't believe yet. You can feel free to have a seat. And next we're going to have some pre-recorded video interviews of some people that Josiah interviewed and who are allowing us to see their video. Up next.
The hardest part about camp, all the walking, I was getting dehydrated. And like, only the girls had the good water. You said that, right? Because like, it was true. And like, I was dying. But it's okay. I'm bad at interviews.
What made you want to be baptized?
What made me want to be baptized? I don't know. I was just a Christian for a long time. So I thought, why shouldn't I? You know?
What takeaways did you have from camp?
Community is really strong. It can make you do so many things that you couldn't do alone. Like sharing your testimony can make you stronger, and you can't really share it without community. What do you think of my team? What's it called? I love them all for the most part. There was a little dictatorship. Was it? I don't know what I would call it. I don't know. I'm bad with politics. But it was basically a dictatorship-ish, a really flawed one. That was bad. I shouldn't have said that.
What do you believe is next in your relationship with God? What's next?
That was not my fault. Reading my Bible more often, which I know I probably should have done like before baptism too, but like, I feel like I only read it whenever like someone tells me, or like at church, or when I want to write something down, which is like twice or three times a week. But you know, I want to do it like every day, you know.
Is there anything you want to tell like future you, I guess?
What's something I can tell my future self? I don't know. I really don't know. Buy Bitcoin. Buy Bitcoin. Once you get enough money, buy Bitcoin.
What made you make the decision to get baptized?
Reason why I felt that I wanted to get baptized. Felt I wanted to become closer to God. Felt that I was drifting farther away from him.
And what do you believe is next in your relationship with God?
I'm going to try and read my Bible a lot more often.
How are you feeling right now?
Very, very tired.
Very tired?
I had like a little nap on the car ride here, and everything is in pain and agony.
If you were to share with someone your experience with camp, just this week in general, what would you share?
Do what you're comfortable with. If you want to do something like above and beyond, something out of your comfort zone, don't push yourself towards something you know you can't do. Probably tell my younger self to do better in school. Don't get caught up in love. Just try and stay with God for most of the way.
Thanks so much for sharing that, you guys. So one of the big themes of camp was value, and that's actually one of the things that a lot of people are struggling with, not just teenagers, but everybody kind of wonders, like, am I worth God's time? Am I worth this person's time? And when we read the Bible, when we embrace God's perspective, it's overwhelming to realize how valuable that we are, because we are loved. Because God loved us first, before we fixed anything up, anything like that, it's not contingent on us doing the right thing and checking all the boxes. And sometimes just saying that from a stage or behind a podium isn't enough for a lot of us. You have to experience that love in community. You have to have someone here that you can lock eyes with to show you some unconditional love before you get it, before it just kind of clicks. And that's one of the things that I find the most valuable about retreats, about youth camp, and some of this stuff, is that until you take someone out of their regular everyday context, they don't understand what true community and love is supposed to be, or even just a glimpse of it that we get here, you know, in the church, in whatever form that it takes. And it really gives me a lot of hope when I think about, you know, how limited of a view we have, even when we imagine things like heaven. When we start to think like, well, if heaven is just people standing like this, singing hymns, and then saying like, is it time to go and have lunch? Like, no, that's not what heaven is like. It's a lot more like this interdependent community where we just love it and we just are sad when it's time to go home. And heaven is that youth camp when it's not time to go home and you're not in pain or exhausted. You are, you know, you're drinking from the river of life. So life everlasting. And so that's why it's only a glimpse, these bits of joy and moments that we have in worship. A lot of us, you know, myself included, it's in these times of worship and music that I get that sense that, like, this is where I want to be. This is what I want to keep doing. And Pastor Steve is going to be up next.
Actually, Ezra can stay up here as well. Well, I have to say, I always love seeing what our kids are doing, what our students are learning, and seeing how God is moving. And especially being able to, I hope that for all of you, being able to see the baptism videos, there's just something that moves you when you see that. I know it really hits home to me. And it gives me great confidence and in what God is doing in this world and how God's Spirit continues to be pouring into people and touching lives. And I've said this before to you all, but I have great hope for the generations that are coming up, that God actually knows what he's doing and we can trust him and we can trust you all who are the church of today and tomorrow. And so it's been great to hear. I love seeing all the fun stuff you guys were able to do together. And I know some of it was pain and agony, but I hope you all had a great time. This was a new location. Do you want to say anything briefly about the new location?
So it was a longer drive. It was One unique thing about this year of camp compared to other years of camp is that there was absolutely zero cell phone service for like an hour drive before you actually start to get like the faintest edges of cell phone service. So phones became digital cameras and flashlights, nothing more. And so that, in some ways, was a removal of an impediment of distractions.
That's something that we probably all need from time to time, a tech Sabbath, especially if it's a forced tech Sabbath. Well, thanks so much to all of our students and our leaders for sharing about camp. We want to also acknowledge that we've got a group of students that are headed down tomorrow to Unite. So if you are going to Unite, I want you to come forward so that we can see you. And as a church, one of the cool things for camp this year was, and this was a great idea, Cindy, we had all those prayer bookmarks for each of the students that were at camp. So we were able to pray for people, pray for you all before and during camp, that God would continue to work. We want to do the same thing for you all at Unite. So actually, if you guys could come up front here, we want to pray for you guys as a group. And if I could get a few people from the church to just come around you, and we want to lay hands on you and offer a prayer of blessing for this experience for each of you, all right? And one of the things that was shared in the video earlier was the importance of community. And so take a look around at this moment. This is part of what community in the kingdom of God can and should look like. So will you join me as we pray? God of grace and glory, we give you thanks for each one of these students, for all who were able to go to camp, and for this group in front of us who are preparing to head down to Unite in San Diego. I pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue to move in mighty ways, to go before them, preparing the folks who will be running behind the scenes, and those who will be sharing stories and messages and testimonies, for all who will be participating in the wonderful activities at Unite. God, will your spirit draw each of these students and leaders closer to you, causing them to go further in relationship with you. Lord, only you know what you have to say to each one of them. So I pray this special blessing upon each of these people here today, that you will bless them, that you will keep them safe. Go before them, be with them, and surround them, and bring them back home safely too as well. We pray this in the strong and powerful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, church. Thank you. Feel free to take a seat, and we are going to close our time of worship by singing a couple of songs, and we have our wonderful music team this morning who will help lead us. And as we prepare to sing, this is also the time when we're going to pass our offering bags around, and if you have any tithes or offerings or connection cards, please put those in the bag as they are passed, and we would invite you to stand as you are able, and let's worship the Lord.
Fill the room, you're here.
guys a great encouragement for you. And as we prepare to go, I want to leave you with a blessing. God be your comfort, your strength. God be your hope and support. God be your light and your way. And may the blessing of God, creator, redeemer, and giver of life, remain with you now and always. Amen and amen. Go forth into the world in the power of the Spirit and go in peace. I'll see you next week. Have a great time. Let's give thanks to our team again.